You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
All right, thank you for tuning in. This is Figuring It Out, the podcast, and I'm Dukes. And today I have a guest host here, Mr. Black Man Don't Cheat himself. Say hello.
What's up, y'all? It's Jaquan.
It's Jaquan.
Black man, do not cheat.
Mr. Black man, do not cheat. I said, Jaquan, you got to come on my show, sir. You got so much to say on social media. You got so much to say, so much energy. I need you to come put it on the mic. And so he's here. He's here today. Mr. Black man, don't cheat himself, Jaquan. And we're talking about fuckboys. And so, well, first of all, Jaquan, do you know me? Do you remember me? You probably don't remember me. You know, well, you know my cousins and them, Jaquan and them. I saw you actually bought me a bottle of Crown Royal. You know, we was at Jaquan had that party and we had just all got in the car and went up to that liquor store by Dom's. And you was just in there like, and I was like, yeah, put my bottle on the counter.
Okay, yeah.
And I ended up with a whole bottle out of you. Yeah.
Okay.
You ain't got to give up the address. Like, but yeah, before I put my bottle on the counter while you was just turned up. And I was like, thanks, sir, whoever you are. So yeah, and Facebook keep trying to force me to be your friend and my friend's suggestions and stuff. So I was like, let me just go ahead and add him. And you know, and immediately I was like, oh my God, this nigga's extra. Immediately. The first post that popped up, I'm like, oh my God, extra. So my question, what we're trying to figure out today, what I'm trying to figure out is fuckboys. So my question to you is, are you a fuckboy?
No, I'm not a fuckboy. Of course I would say no, I'm not. I'm not a fuckboy.
That's what they all say.
I think a fuckboy is a user, you know what I'm saying?
A user.
He's manipulative. He usually doesn't bring nothing to the table from what I see, you know? He tries to get over on a female.
So you bring stuff to the table. I saw you got your own house and stuff. I was like, okay, own the house and shit. That's cute. Okay, so you got your own house to be a fuckboy in. That don't mean you're not a fuckboy because you have a house.
Nah, I ain't because, a fuckboy.
Well, Google says a fuckboy is a weak man or a man who has many casual sex partners. That's what Google says. Urban Dictionary got 8,000 definitions and I ain't got time to go through it. Instagram got 800,000 definitions. And my personal definition, I can't really define it. And that's why I'm here trying to figure it out, because if you heard the first episode, I may be a fuckboy, but I can't be a fuckboy because I'm not a boy. And so I'm trying to figure out fuckboys because I might be one, but I'm not trying to be one. And I've had my own encounters with fuckboys and I know like the damage they can do.
Yeah.
Like, so you said a fuckboy is a user.
Yeah, I'm saying, I think, you know, like I said, the definition is mostly opinionated, but
of course.
I think, you know, from my perspective, you know, a fuckboy is a user, like you said, probably a weak man, but he really doesn't bring nothing to the table. He kind of, you know, relies on the woman. He kind of brings her down, you know, treats her wrong, doesn't reciprocate anything, you know what I'm saying? So if he doesn't reciprocate anything, not bring anything
to
the table.
Don't be trying to get no hoes off my show.
And he is using her, you know what I'm saying? He's not beneficial to her at all, you know.
Well,
and he's just using
me
her for
personally,
sex, maybe cheating on her too, all the whole nine, you know. That's what I feel like a fuckboy is, you know.
Well, me personally, in my experience with the fuckboys always have the best dick, and that's what they bring to the table. I got my own table, okay? I don't need your table. I don't need you to bring nothing but the D. But sometimes they trick you. They come off and they say, of course I'm not a fuckboy. I got my own stuff, you know?
Yeah, that's why.
And that's how, that's where the thin line comes in. Because you're like, oh, he's not a fuckboy. He got a nice job. He got a charger. Fuckboys always be having chargers or Monies or goddamn something of that nature.
Well,
something with a Hemi. I don't even know what a Hemi is, but I hear them say it, so I know
it's
that.
It's an engine.
Whatever.
Well, that goes back to my point about, you know, them being manipulative, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. So,
it's tax time, so it's like, they coming out.
You gotta just...
I mean, they creeping out. Like, they coming out the woodwork. It's tax time.
You gotta just be aware, you know, you can't be...
So, you know you're a fuckboy. Let's go do the checklist of a fuckboy. Like I said, they gotta have some type of... they don't always have to have a car because a fuckboy will... Let me get the key real quick. You want to run to the store and then be all through the hood in your car.
Yeah.
That's on the list. So fuckboy either got some type of charger or something, or something with a Hemi or whatever that is, a Monty, something with something. Or they don't have no car at all, and let me get the keys real quick, be out blasting music at the corner store with your pink steering wheel.
Yeah, I mean, there are certain similarities to a fuckboy and a man that just wants, that has certain things, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, don't be blinded by it. But I think the main difference that you can kind of decipher or tell the fuckboy and who is not a fuckboy is like their mind state.
Well, you got to get mind.
You got to get invested a little bit. If you don't want to get...
It's a lot of work.
If you don't want to get hurt or be in some BS, you know what I'm saying? You got to stop looking at surface things. A lot of females look at, things on the surface.
They pull up in the charger.
Yeah.
That's going to catch your eye.
I know, but you don't want to look at that. I mean, that's not what you want
to... They got the buffs on. They're going to catch your eye.
Exactly, but you don't want to fall for that, And, you looking at...
By the time you found out that they borrowed the buffs, it's too late.
You're right. You looking at the last... looking at the small things, a charge or whatever... All the stuff that he has now or whatever, but once you start digging into that mind or having an intellectual conversation with a motherfucker, you feel like, oh, man, I can't even rock with you. You
right.
feel me? But some females, they, they just do a lot of things, fucking him off his chain or something like that or mm-hmm. getting themselves involved with dudes just because he got money now, but he don't have a game plan to keep it.
Mm,
you know what I'm saying?
Preach, okay.
So
that's why they call you bishop. Preaching, okay, I guess.
He just has those small things, and a lot of females they'll look past a lot of things that are detrimental, Like lying, just BS, putting you in certain situations.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, reciprocation. Even if, I'm a man, and how I be looking at some of these women, we already so discombobulated, I choose reciprocation, Because I got a lot of stuff that I bring to the table. So if a female don't even reciprocate anything these days, I'm not just going to rock with you like that. Or I'm going to just rock with you from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You really not going to give my all. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so do you have – can you spot a fuckboy?
Can I spot a fuckboy? I think I can because, especially with this social media age, women get to telling you about what's wrong with the motherfucker all on social media. And,
Yeah.
It's been a lot of times, it's been hella dudes that probably that was, had their life squared away that had hopped in the girl inbox, but she's so in love with a motherfucker,
I done chose a fuckboy.
She didn't, she not looking at what this dude doing. She wanted, continue to make excuses or something like that.
Mm.
Now, this stuff is way deeper than what we, what we saying. This could be something way deeper than what we see on the surface. This could be something I had a girl that wanted to mess with me, And what she was used to was not me,
What was she used to?
She was used to niggas that sell dope, who rap,
Yeah.
A lot of dudes that I would say kind of depend on her,
She was into a fuckboy,
yeah.
And you I'm not a fuckboy.
You feel me? So at the end of the day, I want to mess with you, but I don't really need you if you want to be,
She was into fuckboys.
Yeah.
You I'm not a fuckboy, so she wasn't fucking with you.
Yeah, so a lot of women, it could be a psyche thing. This motherfucker always gonna need me. You feel me?
Right.
And whatever, at the end of the day, he always gonna come back and mess with me.
I may have those issues. I'm trying to figure
and
it
so,
out.
And so a dude that's a doctor or a lawyer, He, they could be fuckboys too,
Definitely.
At the end of the day, Because
mentality.
Yeah, and that's what I said. It's it's a mentality to me,
Mm-hmm.
If you're not out here trying to use nobody, and I kind of feel like that's how I get my blessings, because I ain't never really used no woman,
Yeah, but some females is they used to that,
yeah.
And then they see a quote-unquote good dude and be he boring.
Yeah, they'll say that.
I ain't
they
used
wanna,
to these good morning
yeah.
beautifuls.
Or they want
to
try
to dog me
up.
Out.
Yeah,
what?
I mean, they'll say stupid shit
Yeah, it be them that keeps that keep
yeah,
fuckboys alive.
And
they keep fuckboys alive. They keep them growing.
It's a small thing. It's not a small thing, but it's a simple saying. But I said, a lot of the shit gets altered because people you know, they feelings get involved. They don't want to hear what people advise. You know what I'm saying? The dick may be too good.
Nobody's telling me nothing about my fuck boy. I know he's a fuck boy, but the dick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So like a woman.
I know he's a fuck boy, but he's my fuck boy.
Yeah, like a woman only, you know, a man is only going to do what you allow him to do to you.
Oh, Lord. You feel me? So preaching.
That's simple grade A stuff. So, you know.
Like, you can't tell a bitch about her.
Yeah.
Nigga.
So like.
If you fuck with this fuck boy, that's this. I know he a fuck boy, but he's my fuck boy.
Exactly. So
I can change him. Oh Lord, I done tried to change a fuck boy in my day.
I mean, it's just you know, it's things in our psyche.
A lot of years trying to change a fuck boy.
It's things in our psyche that must be changed, and it's hard to change it, I guess.
So, do you have friends who are fuck boys?
I would say
it's a long pause. We have a lot of mutual friends on Facebook.
Most likely, so. You know what I'm saying? But me, like, I kind of rock by myself. I got a lot of homies.
We get our hair cut with the same barber.
Yeah, Jeter told me today.
I know. Don't be trying to shout him out. He ain't pay for that. Not a plan. Yeah, shout out to MJ. MJ, MJ with the
MJ
Clippers.
MJ
the barber. Shout out to him for the cut.
With the Clippers, all that.
But, so we hang out at the same place. And therefore, I see these niggas come in there. And I know a fuckboy when I see it was this one dude. And I went to get my hair cut. Like, I'm a female in a barbershop. I know the talk that's going to go on. Y'all, sometimes they forget I'm there and be having the most fuckboyish conversation. It was one nigga in there talking about how he met this bitch on the plane. And I met her in such and such a city, and I sat by her on the plane and talked her up. And then by the time we got to the end of the story, which I knew, okay, you fucked her. Like, you ain't even trying to, like, kind of clean it up because you realized I was there. I was all into the story. Right now, I'm waiting for my haircut, too, bitch. Like, keep me in the story. And he had a nice little decent job. And I was looking at him like, you had to be a fuckboy. You could have. You was cute. You had to ruin it. You had to fuck it up. Like, that's the good side of me having a fade and being able to be in the barbershop. I get the little inside scoop sometimes. But, like, I was like, niggas, like, you can't tell from the outside. Because this nigga had a regular ass, smegled up, you know what I'm saying? And, like, if I wasn't hearing his conversation with his barber in the barbershop with his niggas, I wouldn't even think that he would think like that. Because I'm looking like, oh, look at him with his nice little job, his little work pants. They fit properly, you know what I'm saying? He ain't no sagging ass, trapping ass, rapping ass nigga. He is a regular schmegler guy and a fuckboy on the inside.
Yeah, I mean.
How do you, what your friends who are fuckboys, how do you handle them? Like, what do you be like, oh, don't be a fuckboy? Do niggas tell each other, you shouldn't be a fuckboy? That's not, well, don't talk like that because it's really gay. But like, you be like, you shouldn't be a fuckboy. Like, bro, don't be a fuckboy. Like, stop. Do you tell your fuckboy friends, stop being a fuckboy? When you see them doing some fuckboy shit, or you encourage it?
I mean, from my experience, you know what I'm saying? You know, from my perspective, you know, they ain't never in no relationship with one none of these women.
That's because fuckboys don't get in relationships.
Yeah, what I'm saying is,
it's
hard to kind of.
They have a girl will think that's her boyfriend, but five girls think that's her boyfriend.
But
so
a lot of females, you know what I'm saying, they kind of put that title on there before they even get to talking to a dude about what his goals and expectations is with this relationship thing. Do you just want to fuck? You want to be in a relationship?
Everybody,
you know what I'm saying?
That conversation for real.
I mean, I'm just saying, just because you fucking somebody don't mean they want to be in a relationship with you.
Just because I'm your girlfriend don't mean you my boyfriend.
Yeah, I mean,
that's why you like, have five girlfriends.
And for example, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of women, like, they'll put themselves in that position, you know? I mean, it's sorry. I mean, it's not the woman's fault, but like, you know, they.
If you fuckboy checklist, if you text me every day, we fucking almost every day. You at my house, I'm cooking, I'm cleaning. So you're not my boyfriend?
Like,
I can't tell motherfucker. And then when I take a motherfucking selfie, you got your head all to the side.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you just gotta.
I gotta put quotes. What's understood don't gotta be explained on Facebook on Valentine's Day and shit, because I'm your girlfriend, but you're not my boyfriend because you're a fucking fuckboy.
You gotta put things on the flow from the get go. You can't just be so involved in your emotions.
As soon as you pull up, when I hit you with, when you text me with the What you doing? Text at 4 a.m. I'm texting back. Are you my boyfriend?
Well, or before you even fuck, you know
let
what
me
saying?
Know so I can know. Are you a fuck? I'm all right. Anybody that text me, inbox me. I'm.
But you gotta,
with,
you gotta think
you
about
boy?
The. I'm
gonna
tell you about
you
the psyche of a man too. You know what I'm saying? Like you gotta, just come at it from a tactical and. In a strategic way sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Trick them into being your
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, if you set it out to a duel, you know what I'm saying, or you come up or you are perceived to be like, okay, she easy or like this is what she want to do. She just want to fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like, I done had multiple girls talk to me and I want to treat them with respect, you know what I'm saying? I want to take them out, you know what I'm saying? And the first thing they talking about is fucking, you know what I'm saying?
We can do all that later.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, wow, you know, because usually you like, oh, I want to just be cool, you know, I want to be respectful, you know what I'm saying? But like, you know, sometimes these girls trying to see like, well, what is hidden for? Like, let's
because y'all want to end up saying? With the good dude with no whack dick.
I'm not saying that though. You feel me? So if you coming off like that, then you've been doing this. You know what I'm saying? You've been doing this or having this certain type of this relationship on this type of level. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now when you put it into something else, the dude gonna be like, oh, "What the fuck you talking about?" You know what
so
I'm saying?
So I gotta figure out how to be like, I'm trying to see what that dick do, but still treat me like a lady, but like.
I don't know, man.
All of the above. Like,
you gotta,
well, I can't
you
have
know,
it all.
You could have like a disclaimer, like you know, like
you can text me at 4 a.m. sometime, but text me
or,
at 4
or
p.m.
Or if we
like,
fucking,
too,
when you
like,
my man,
send me
a, you feel me?
Send me some flowers, but also send
or you could just say
what
if
that
you,
mouth
if
do
you,
sometimes.
I mean, shit, if you want to sex me, you gonna be my man or something, or whatever.
What if I want all of the above?
I mean, yeah, I mean, like I said, man.
I'm figuring it out.
If you have any.
You pulling up
any
at 2
doubts
or
any if you have any doubts about somebody, you shouldn't even be messing with them. But like at the same time, if like everybody need pleasures, you know what I'm saying? But you cannot just don't get invested into it like that. You know what I'm saying?
So like I said,
sometimes you gotta use a motherfucker. Like if he out here on some bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Shit, you gotta just you know what I'm saying? Keep yourself you know at a certain distance. But like hey, you know. Hey, I need some of this, some of that, and the other. You feel me? All right, peace out. You feel me? Shit like that. You know, if he gonna be playing games with you, if you could tell a motherfucker, you know, true intentions from the get go. You know what I'm saying? After
sometimes, I don't know. After like I said, I'm trying to figure out if I might be part, like half fuckboy because sometimes you just got that one that. Sometimes it's the time. It's a time and a place for everything. Sometimes you just want some fuckboy shit to happen. And sometimes you want to be treated like a motherfucker lady.
I mean,
like,
yeah, I mean.
And so how do you convey that to a nigga and not have him turn fuckboy on you? Like, for if you trying to treat a girl like a gentleman, like, let's go out to dinner. And she like, no, what, I'm trying to see what that mouth do. And then, oh, so you just put her all the way in the just fucking category. Like, no, I'm saying that today I'm trying to fuck you, but tomorrow we can go out to dinner. Like, how the fuck do you put all this
I mean,
in
you
order?
Just gotta, you know.
Like, yeah, I want to fuck you, but, like, let's, like.
It gotta be, you know, communicated, you know.
Contracts written up or something.
Something, you know, it gotta be communicated much. Because, you
just
know.
Just too much. Like I said, what do you do when your friends is out here doing fuckboy shit? How do you.
Man,
talk to your friends about. Do you try to steer your friends away from being fuckboys?
It's a psyche, like I said, man. Like we grew up, you know what I'm saying, being told stories or even being, you know, laughed at because like you was a virgin. Like everybody else talking about they the whole time they a virgin too. You know what I'm saying? Middle school, so like it was like peer pressure into doing a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? Or fucking with a lot of women. You know what I'm saying?
So
or having a lot of women
pressure
around.
Each other into becoming fuckboys.
No, I ain't saying that. I'm talking about like
no,
like from
my
back
friend,
in the day.
Amber, who was here last week, she's married now. She was talking about her husband Steve and how he stopped being friends with one of his friends because his friend was like a fuckboy and he was like, I got the whole day on the float. And
yeah,
he's
I
like,
mean,
nah,
if
that's,
if you married, you know what I'm saying? You gotta.
He was trying to peer you know? Pressure him into being a fuckboy, and they not friends no more because
you can't involve yourself around in that negativity, you know, or that temptation, you know what I'm saying?
You can't like, be friends with fuckboys.
You gotta be, or you can be cool with them from a distance, but like shit, man, we, you know, I can't even kick it with you like that, homie, on the strength of my girl, you know what I'm saying? Because like, you know, you got the hoes or whatever, whoop de whoop. But
see
like,
my eyes rolling, I don't believe him.
Yeah, but me, you know what I'm saying?
You see your boy.
I ain't never like
boy shit.
I ain't never really been invested in none of my boys, you know, situation like that because I always been like solo, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not always around, you know, my homies like that. Like I got
I see on your social media and you got the thing on your hand, you were cute.
Yeah.
don't know.
We are wholesome, man. You really wholesome.
This guy.
Everybody's a virgin as a kid.
Oh, Miss Amber and Steve. You know, they on CP time. But Miss Amber and Steve. I just told the story of how Steve was no longer friends with his friend because his friend was a fuckboy, but Steve is a good man. Steve can build doors. I'm not going to talk about it no more. But anyway, they just came in. We're talking about fuckboys. And y'all can join in the convo. You want to see that? Yes. I'll turn their mics on, Ellen. But yeah, so Jaquan, Amber, and Steve. yeah, so Jaquan was saying that he is solo. He is solo Q, and you're in the military. But he's not a fuckboy. That's what he was saying.
A solo Q. I'm talking about like my homeboys.
Your bros be on some fuckboy shit. The tongue's all out. On some fuckboy shit. What you say? Get it, bro?
I just don't be
barking.
I don't be involved in it. You know, like, I just go there to fellowship, you know what I'm saying? And be out. You know, learn some marches, you know, break some bread.
Yeah, okay. So what you're saying is
I'm all about
your regular civilian friends can be on all the fuckboy shit and you like, I'm not associated with them. But when your fraternity brothers get to barking and licking the tongues all out and getting the fuckboy glare in their eyes.
Hey, I ain't seen no bros be on that. You feel me?
They do it.
I haven't seen none.
They
feel me?
Bark.
So I haven't.
That they bark. Like, okay, the word fuckboy is like a millennial thing. Let's ask our mamas what a fuckboy is. They're going to be like, what? You mean a dog? And they're dogs. And what are Qs? What do? They bark. I'm not saying all Qs are dogs. I'm not saying all Qs are fuckboys.
What is a dog? A dog is the most loyal person on the world if you treat that motherfucker.
Well, we have two men in the room.
Yeah, I disagree. I got a dog and I hate that thing. It ain't loyal. So.
Dog. Hey. I'm just
Lassie
saying.
Was loyal. You feel me?
Oh, my God.
Certain breeds. I'll go with that. Right. Certain breeds
certain
are loyal.
Breeds and certain
now, Tommy,
breeds.
Now, they say dogs of the world unite. You feel me?
Should never brought up the damn cues.
I'm going to keep flipping it. I'm going to flip it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to flip it 10 times. You know,
just to try to make y'all look good. This is Mr. Black Men Don't Cheat. That's what he's known for.
Well, that is amazing.
That's cute, huh? Yeah, whatever. I don't know. I'm talking about fuckboys. I don't believe it.
Black men, not black boys.
All right. We'll preach.
That is the difference. I can feel that.
Do you guys want to give us your definition or what is a fuckboy to you? What is a fuckboy to y'all?
A fuckboy is a young thug.
Why you gotta be young? Fuckboys can be of any age.
Well, I've been married for a while, so the only fuckboys I can remember was the young thugs who was living at home with their grandmas.
My grandma, they didn't have moms. Jeez.
Grandmas or mamas, because you know. Mamas ain't really want to deal with it because they mamas was young when they had them.
So
and they just out there living life willy nilly, slanging that thing wherever it can go.
Slanging that thing. That's what a fuckboy is to Miss Amber. What about you, Steve?
Oh yeah, fuckboy. I have no clue.
I'm like, Steve's old, so what's a dog? Like
exactly.
His friend was a fuckboy.
I told that I refreshed their memory about that guy. Yeah. So like I said, the fuckboys, of course, they don't bring anything to the table. They always have the best dick though.
I can agree. From my past.
From the past. Past from the past.
Way back in the day.
They always have the best dick. And they have this some type of car, or they don't have no car, so they can borrow your car.
Oh, they use your car, girl.
He said they don't really have girlfriends, according to Google. They have several casual sexual partners.
They got a bang girlfriend, too. They got somebody who cheats all the time.
So all fuckboys are cheaters. But the fuckboys that I've encountered, they don't have girlfriends, so they can't be cheaters. Because maybe half fuckboy, so I don't have boyfriends, so I can't cheat on anybody if I ain't got nobody. So, you know, I kind of like, I might have inherited that from, you know, the fuckboys in my family, and, you know, I don't know, but like, I'm trying to figure out if I'm a fuckboy. I don't think I'm a fuckboy, but, you know, you can't cheat on somebody that ain't yours.
You know what? A fuckboy, you got, is that dude who, you ain't my girl, but you can't go fucking with nobody else.
You can't answer no other texts.
Who texted you? You can't be who that bitch you was talking to yesterday?
Right. Don't you live with a whole other person? Mm. Like, that's my baby mama, but we not together.
But y'all live together. Y'all sleep in the same room, though, right?
We just doing it for the kids.
Yeah.
Fuck boys be like. fuckboys be at their baby showers, but texting you what you doing later, right?
Like, I see the pictures on Instagram.
Fuckboys be on Snapchat at their child's birth. Let me not before I have a moment. Anyway, let's get back on.
Speaking from before experience.
Before I have a goddamn testimony in here. Anyway, so he's Jaquan's not a fuckboy because he brings things to the table, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm.
So are you in a relationship?
No.
When was your last relationship?
Like November.
November.
How long was that relationship?
It was roughly, I would say, like a year and some change. Because I was deployed when we got together.
He's in the military. So, and they make fuckboys, too. They make them. You go to boot camp, a good guy. Come on. I can't stand fuckboys. Just be having the spirit. It just be on my heart. I'm sorry. It's past my past. I'm trying to get over it. This is therapy for me. So, anywho, Jaquan, I'm sorry. You are on deployment. What did she do? She did you wrong.
Huh?
Was she a fuckboy?
She bitches be turning niggas into fuckboys, though.
I think she just was a little bit too not cultured enough I wouldn't say cultured like that, but like she just didn't understand, you know, my life, and she tried to change my personality and stuff like
change
that.
Change your how? You're a good guy.
Yeah, but she tried to make me, you know, oh, you need to do this, and a man doesn't do all that, and a man, you know, trying to tell me things about what man does, and she ain't even never had no, you know, seen no marriage or nothing like that. True. She was just, you know, real negative of my environment, didn't like my family type things. Like, she didn't like them, like, oh, I hate them, like, you feel me? But, like,
they didn't get along.
You know, where I'm from, you know, Ypsilanti is small, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like, you know, a lot of people know each other, and sometimes everybody, and sometimes, like, literally, sometimes it's all love. Like, you know, a motherfucker couldn't even be like, what up, Jaquan? That's a female. Oh, you fucking hurt?
Right.
Like, you
know what I'm saying? Well, she a fuckboy. That's what fuckboys do. Fuckboys love that.
And it just
was
arguments all year, you know.
Fuckboys
like,
think you fucking everybody because they fucking
everybody. Yeah, small little things that, you know, you know, that she could not even deal with. And I ain't going to say the whole thing because I'm tired of talking about it, you feel me? But, like, it was so many double standards in the damn relationship. I'm like, that's usually a nigga got all the double standards, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? But, like, she would fucking just trip about a lot of shit. Nah, she from here.
I said we probably know her.
I'm hearing major fuckboy traits out of this girl. So, but bitches be turning niggas into fuckboys. I'm glad to see you ain't let her dog like change you and turn you into.
No, when I went on deployment, you know what I'm saying? I always, you know, since I was away from home, away from people, all I had was that social media. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have no physical, you know, no contact with my people out there. Right. You feel me?
So it's like, people there.
You know what I'm saying? It's people there, but like, you know, at the same time, you can really get down on yourself and really be mentally screwed up. So I would usually be like, you know, and I still think like a motherfucker gonna do what they want to do at the end of the day.
True.
So, you know, if you're doing me wrong, it's gonna come to light.
A bitch and a hoe gonna be a
exactly.
Hoe.
So, you know what I'm saying? If she gonna let a motherfucker go ahead and fuck, she gonna let a motherfucker fuck. You know, you can do about it. You know what I'm saying? And I still don't have no, you know, I still ain't never been like, well, you fucking this, that, and other. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time to be worried about none of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I done ran into plenty of fuckboys who turned into fuckboys because of a bitch done turned them into a fuckboy. Like, that, like,
that ain't never been
me. You could have been a good guy. Like, who hurt you? Did I say that on one of your posts?
I be playing, though. You know what I'm saying?
Who hurt this nigga?
I be playing. It's all about funny
but,
stuff
but
to me.
But females really can turn niggas into fuckboys just like niggas can turn females into fuckboys. Yeah. And he just texted me, my first fuckboy ever. AJ, he was supposed to be here, but he can't never be nowhere on goddamn time. I love him, but, you know, he's horrible. He's a fuckboy. But I was like, he was my first boyfriend. And I was like, you know, if you have the idea of a boyfriend that you see on TV and movies and we're going to hold hands and kiss. This was MySpace days, bitch. Who the fuck, why you got all these bitches in your top 8? Why does bitches say that's
like you get
three bitches said that's you her boyfriend, and how you gonna be my boyfriend? You hurt her and her boyfriend, like, and so I said, oh, okay, I know what to do now.
I mean, me, teaching me. I ain't never, you know, let the last person, you know,
he was supposed to come
affect what I'm gonna do with the next person, because if you hold down that negative energy, you never gonna find the one for you. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people just don't. They don't rock with that because they like, I'm putting the guard up. I'm putting this and the other. I'm like, shit, fuck what that motherfucker did. You feel me?
Yeah, it's not
that easy, though. But like me, you feel me? I didn't, you know,
not as easy.
I done went to the military. I done let, you feel me? I done seen it, you know what I'm saying? I done been through it, you know what I'm saying? I've been through some hard shit. So, like,
bitches just stay down, you know what I'm saying? Right.
And I'll be like, you know, I'm gonna just fucking do it.
Staying down
do.
Through deployment is like staying down through jail time.
Nah.
No, it ain't.
Motherfucker will stay down for a nigga that's in jail. Then a motherfucker that's on deployment, real, you know what I'm saying? Because you still, you at the end of the day, you kind of free. You know what I'm saying?
Fuckboys, well, I'm about to rip the goddamn mic off. Fuckboys can't even woo you through JPEG.
That's because they in there. I worked in Wayne County Jail, you know what I'm saying? So I heard it all the time. And then when I was deployed, I mean, it, you know, I was like, damn, what am I saying? Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I've seen it in jail. Like, I'm going to marry you when I get out type shit.
Fuck boys can woo just, you know what I'm saying? The
and they just love that shit.
JPEG, stay stacked.
You gotta be conscious. Like, when this motherfucker get out, like, you the only motherfucker he getting to talk to and getting pictures from sometime, you know what I'm saying? You coming to see him.
So they say.
You see what I'm saying?
On your day.
Yeah, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
I've been Tuesday.
You there. You know, when he get out, you feel me? He got a whole plethora. He got mm-hmm. life again. You know what I'm right. saying? He can walk down the block without nobody saying something right. to him. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I always figure about, like, for motherfuckers that deal with people that's in prison, especially people that have been down for years. You know what I'm saying?
I'm watching Love After Lockup. Bitches is crazy. Like, fuckboys, they come in all shapes, sizes, colors, creeds, okay? They can do it. If you gotta be, that's what, like, it's kind of like the evil genius type thing. Like, you really gotta be real good. Like, you really gotta be a finesser sometimes. If you a good fuckboy, you can be good. It's niggas living off of bitches. Like, scot-free.
I don't know how that work.
Dick.
It's a combination, I think. Like I told you earlier, I mean, shit, some women just like to do that shit.
Yeah, some bitches like to be sugar mamas. And
they like to take care of a motherfucker.
I got a friend who want
to
be in charge with everything. I'm like, ain't that a man? Let him be the man. Let him lead sometime.
Right. Well, some niggas don't know how.
Some women don't know how to be lonely. Some women let a nigga, you know, shit. They let a nigga keep coming back and he gonna keep doing his same shit because he, you know, he can just keep coming back. Shit.
He victimized.
I can tell y'all one thing. Steve better never go nowhere because I don't want to be by myself.
She be complaining about dumb stuff and we're not going to do this again. We're not taking three episodes to talk about Steve. He done came all the way up here.
He's who buying cares? Me food. He doesn't know it yet.
Anywho. So, fuck boys. I'm trying to figure this shit out still. Like, girls totally get turned into fuckboys. I don't know. Like, I feel like it's a learned behavior, definitely. Being a fuckboy got to be a learned behavior. Like people say, we raise our daughters and baby our sons. That's how you know, create a fuckboy. These boys that don't know how to be men and they stay fuckboys forever. I know some 50-year-old fuckboys. I know some niggas that never change the tire. You see niggas that go to a gas station and you see a girl pumping some gas.
I be damned. I make my kids do it. I ain't doing
that. That's not even legal, so don't.
It's legal for me. It's cold. Can't do that. They old.
You see women paying for at the movies, paying for the ticket or whatever. Like, it's like,
but
I'm
see,
saying
you don't
not
know
all
the situation.
That, I'm not, not all the time, but sometimes you could tell.
Oh, yeah.
You ever see a nigga be like, can I get. Or see
keep looking back like,
can I get,
what we want? Y'all know
can
we
I
talk
get
about it.
Some money for some cigarettes. Yeah, I get some money for like, that's.
It's time to quit.
What are y'all doing? What's happening?
It's time to
I'm not
quit.
Judging anybody because they can do it, but. Sometimes, you know, what Beyonce say? Sugar mama, sometimes, you know.
I can't do it. We went to the movies, and somebody took forever. He gonna stop somewhere else. So it was cold. I walked in. I had paper tickets. I said, can you transfer me that $24?
What? That's not how life works. He can build doors. I feel like you can buy a movie ticket. Anywho.
Girl,
we're not gonna...
the way my bank is set up, I got my checking and my savings.
Anywho. So you don't. You say you don't have any civilian friends that are fuckboys, so you never.
I didn't say it. I'm talking about. They my friends, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I don't be around them like that. I'm always...
So you ain't never witnessed your friend do no fuckboy shit?
I probably have. Like, I can't think of no situation. Like, you think of, like, high school stuff, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not... Like I said, I'm always by myself. I ride solo, you feel me? Because I like to leave by myself. You know, I ain't never had no roommates, that shit like that, you know? Some of my homeboys, you know, they...
You ain't never had no homeboy stay on your couch.
They always riding around together, you know what I'm saying? Like, these be my dogs, you know what I'm saying? If I say pull up, they going to pull up, you feel me? But, like, they'll always be together, you know what I'm saying? And I'll always roll by myself.
So, are you the friend that got the hoes?
Am I the friend that got the hoes?
Yep.
You just see the face I'm making. You guys got to follow his social media.
I wouldn't say I got the hoes, man, because I don't...
Because, like, really, if your friends don't got shit, because your friends are fuckboys and they always end up... car together, because one of them don't got no car, or three of them don't got no car. but then you got your own house and your own car and stuff. Your house may be the party house, and the fuckboy things are happening in your house. You're inviting the fuckboy things to happen. You're not saying come over, let's have a formal motherfucking dinner and political debate. What's that for? Like, tell me about it. Like, what?
How you know I'm not having a debate in there?
Y'all having formal debates. Y'all having 5-course dinners and
we have Bible study at my
house. Boy, bad. Ugh.
He got the hoes. That's what he's saying.
This is crap.
That's all we do. Bible study sessions. Mm-hmm.
So, Jaquan got the hoes. He not a fuckboy, but he supplies
the fuckboy behavior right. For his friends who are the fuckboys.
The motherfucking, you got a friend for my friend ass niggas.
Yeah. I'd be like, you want to go out?
I don't even have words. I just feel like this is bullshit. Everybody has been, you're either the friend for the friend or been the person that say, do you have a friend for my friend? My boy over here, you said you got a friend.
I used to be the friend.
I've been the friend.
Can you go? Because he said, I got to bring some. Like, oh my
just
God.
Just go over there and sit down and talk to him. Like, why I go in the other room?
No, I ain't never been like that.
Fuck out of here.
So that used to be California.
So have you been the friend for the friend?
I don't remember.
You're irritated. You don't have to come on my show and lie.
I've been a friend.
This is a safe space.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember none of that.
You don't gotta. You can change names, but I'm gonna need you to tell me the truth.
I don't need no stories about none of that. You feel me?
Fuck out of here, bro.
Like a friend for a friend.
You ain't
like somebody tell me, oh, I got a girl for you type.
Like if you, so your friend. Let's say you and Steve are friends. Well, I can't really use him because black men don't cheat. But all right, this is a hypothetical situation.
We just gonna pretend that they gray.
So y'all, oh, this is good. This is a great story. Okay, here, this is a good scenario. So Steve and you are best buds, but Steve live with his mama. So Steve about to want to chill with Amber. He hit Amber, what you doing? And they about to chill, and they about to come to your house. And so
Steve, he can't bring me to his mama house.
Steve call you like, hey, bro, I'm about to pull up. You know, I got my girl over here, but she got a friend that's coming with her. And so now you are the friend for the friend so that Steve can be on his fuckboy shit. Like, Duke's coming. You're like, who the fuck is Duke's? And she cute little chocolate.
Don't matter. She cute. She coming. We cool.
Then, you know, then Duke's and Amber pull up. But Amber don't know that this ain't Steve's house. Steve done told Amber that he your roommate. Like, oh, that's my boy. That's your boy. He live with me, though.
That's crazy. You just flipped it.
He live with me. That's what the fuck boys do.
Easy thing to
say. Bro, when I was in college, bro.
I ain't never been around no boys like that.
Bro, when we was in college, we all had several, you know, roommates.
It was like four of us in a two-bedroom.
Yeah, it was. When I was in college, it was four girls in a two-bedroom. Mm-hmm. It was like always like that. It was like four or more in the two-bedroom. Yeah. And this one dude, I was all up in his house. He drove me around in the Escalade. Escalades was my shit. If I see you in the Escalade, it's going down. I'm like on your head. He pulled up in the motherfucking Escalade, offered me a ride, okay?
And it was his homeboy Escalade?
Nigga, why? I didn't find out it was his motherfucking friend Escalade. So I saw this nigga on a bike. Nigga on a motherfucking bike, bitch? Like,
is you exercising?
That goes back to my point about...
I was in college.
Really digging deep, you know what I'm saying? Not looking at the surface of things. But I never let my homeboys use my house or nothing like that. None of my boys ever did that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I got two real homies, you feel me? And one of them, they both engaged. You know, I'm the one that they girls got to be like, you going out with Jaquan?
Exactly.
You feel me? But like, I don't be like, hey, bro, I got these girls. You feel me? I don't put them in that situation.
Y'all be going out and having Bible study. Uh-huh. Right.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just saying, like, that's all jokes and stuff. You feel me? Don't nobody even be at my house.
Married people go to the club.
Yeah.
Together. They be going to the club together.
That's cool. You got to have
everything. Apparently, he don't dance with me or nothing. I got to bring him. I got to bring somebody with me to hang.
You got to do that.
I'd be like, so we going out and he ain't about to party or anything.
He buying drinks. I'm like,
the last girl I was messing around with, she didn't like strip clubs or nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, we can go together.
Boring. Right.
Like, I ain't about to go look at no women's. You know what I'm saying? I want to go eat some lamb chops.
Right. Oh, she's black. How you from Detroit and you don't like strip clubs?
Well, see, she was raised on one of her side. They like her daddy's side is like, you know what I'm saying, rah rah.
Oh,
and stuff.
The hood side, basically.
The barbecue side, you know, you feel me? The barbecue, you know, with the sandals on and shit, you know what I'm saying? And her mama's side, like the Huxtables, I would say. Or like, oh, what is this? All right. You know, shit like that.
So she ain't go to the. See, you had. I'm glad you got rid of her. She boring. You gotta go.
In my mind, I'm a Huxtable.
I mean, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? But shit, you know, shit. I like to.
You gotta be able to have
some fun. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I ain't about to be fucking. You know.
You gotta be able to switch it up.
Telling me, you know, a rubric of things to do. Like this is how we. This is what we're gonna do. We're gonna follow this agenda.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like what the hell?
She's clearly boring. I don't know if she a fuckboy or just boring.
Where you be meeting people at?
Where I meet people all over. Most of the girls I talk to are from Detroit.
How you meet
go
them?
To the suburbs. Go to Novi.
You trying to make everybody go to Novi.
I've been all around.
People, you be...
A lot of girls slide in my DMs.
I was about to say, do you be in the inboxes and the DMs? So, do you be...
I mean, I've done it a few times, but like, it's dudes, like, what I see... Like, someone, these girls be exposing these dudes, like, they'll be in their inbox, like, persistent, you feel me? I say one good thing, you feel me, or whatever. And if they rock with it, they gonna rock with it. If they don't, I ain't really gonna hit you up like that no more.
Well, you can't, people be busy now. And then
I ain't gonna say, like, I'm not gonna bother you about it. And then they gonna be, you know, eventually they might hit me up or, like, through a comment or something like that later on. They see me having fun and I'm talking all that, you know, that. Come to death row stuff or like black man don't cheat stuff. Just making people laugh. A lot of people get, you know, into it on my social media status. Not into it, but like they get.
It creates a lot of comments.
A lot of traffic and stuff. You know, a lot of people laugh. A lot of people just, you know, comment on stuff. A lot of people like, shit, I'll go with you or, you know, I'll get you. Shit.
Right. You got to think about the fact, though, that it's since social media is so saturated with fuckboys, you got to think about you being that one nice guy. But I got 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 fuckboys before you. So I got to weed through these niggas. And I'm just like, whatever, 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 whatever. I'm not about to believe you out of all. Like, it's the averages, is, you know, it's not equaling out.
That's your problem.
It's the world's problem.
I mean, yeah, if that's what you want to, if you want to make a.
I'm saying you can't just be like, oh.
If that's your synopsis, then that's what it is.
Hello,
you feel
beautiful.
Me?
Oh, she ain't fucking with it.
There's so many ways a dude gonna approach you, you know what I'm saying? Like, a fuckboy can hit you with the, you know, I'll give you heaven and earth and still be a fuckboy.
Yeah.
And the dude that's a square that's gonna really treat you right, gonna be like, hey, beautiful. Oh, now fuck this nigga.
Sometimes.
You feel me?
The squares be
the fuckboy.
No, they start off like, ew, this nigga's a fuckboy. And then you realize, no, he was trying to be a fuckboy and just failed at it. You really lame as fuck. Like,
me,
like I said,
I ain't gonna let no situation deter me from maybe testing some things. At the same time, you know, if I go on a date, shit, I'm with a motherfucker and they ain't really who I really, you know, it ain't really work, you know, shit. At the end of the day, shit, I still went out, you know, I got some food.
That's a good way to look at it. When I say that, I'm a fuckboy. You know, I like to eat.
Most of the time I'm paid for it, but like I said too,
like, at least
a lot of women, you know, it's, I mean, women.
A lot of bitches be looking for that free meal.
Yeah, but they going to get hit up. A lot of women, you know, a lot of dudes, they going to have multiple inboxes, but like, shit, you know.
So do you think, I have a scenario. This happened to me and my friend. This is when I was like, I really got to get a motherfucking podcast. Because it's this nigga slid up in the inbox. And I think it was just some regular, you know, good morning, beautiful bullshit. And then, you know, we was conversing here and there. Random, you know, good mornings, hello, how was your day? Good regular stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I had made a post about, I said, this is my words. The hardest thing for me to do is remain a lady while trying to get some dick. Like, I don't know. I really don't know how to just be like, what that dick do. Like, I really wanted to say that, but it's not ladylike, so I'm trying to be a lady. So that's what I was saying. I ain't say that I just got done fucking 5 minutes ago, but this nigga got in my inbox. Mind you, I don't know him like that. We said we should link up. It was agreed upon. We should do this, but we did it. It was nothing else. Then he inboxed me like with a stupid ass emoji face, mad, I guess. And I'm like, what? He's like, I said, because he's supposed to text me so we can link. And I was like, I gave him my phone number and I'll never do that. And I was like, are you supposed to text me? What happened? He was like, you don't care about me texting you. You out here making dick appointments. And I'm like, I don't even know you. Fuck is you talking about? And then he just sent me another weird ass emoji. And I'm like, fuck this nigga. I'm not about to play with you. And then from then on, I get like a random ass inbox message from him. On some fuckboy ass shit, like, did I turn this nigga into a fuckboy?
What's he already messages a fuck boy? Anyway? What about old dude that sent you the dick?
So why you do that little whip?
What new little?
I get a lot of dick pics. I don't even know which one you talk about.
Niggas the one that was snorting cocaine.
Oh yeah, that was nasty. We ain't talking about that. That was nasty. That's fuck a whole boy. Nother day. He ain't a fuckboy. He a weirdo. Cause he was creepy.
He probably wasn't a fuckboy. He probably was in his feelings.
How are you in your feelings?
Because some dudes is like that.
Oh, I'm never going to figure this out. this is horrible. How are you in your feelings? I don't even know you. I'm still, this is part one, figuring out fuckboys. I'm going to try to figure this out still, you know. What I figured out today, that I still don't know if I'm a fuckboy. So I figured out.
You might be.
That, shut up. Jaquan is not a fuckboy. That's what he says. Unless he's around some cues. Then... You know,
I go to the parties and I just
stand ride. Back and observe, preach, you know.
I'm the older bros in that motherfucker anyway. You feel me?
Right. All right.
I can't speak for people undergrad, you know what I'm saying? Living that undergrad life. That's just wild.
Right. So
you lived it once.
Right. You were once there. But we ain't gonna talk about that. You are welcome back because we got to do part two. And because I still haven't figured it out yet. And I'm still trying to figure out fuckboys. But I did learn that... Black men don't cheat?
Never.
Men, though.
Black but men.
Fuck boys out here being fuck boys.
But, black men don't cheat. We just slip up.
What? Boy. Oh, so you definitely coming back next week for part two. But y'all can follow us in sliding them DMs, not with the fuck boy shit, but sliding my DMs at the figuring it out _ the podcast Instagram page or my personal social media at Ms. Pastry Dukes, MZPASTRY Dukes. Listen, like, share, comment about, let me know about fuckboys. Let me know if you a fuckboy, how you became one. Like, what? When was the turning point? Like, what happened? Jaquan, what some nice, wholesome woman holla at you?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at Quan Patterson, Quan Patterson with 2 T's.
Y'all, you and Amber might be cousins, but anyway, that's another story. But yes, like and share and comment. Tell me about these fuckboys. I got hella fuckboy stories. I've been scarred for life. maybe my first fuckboy will actually show up next for part two, so we can talk about how he became a fuckboy and how he turned me into a fuckboy.
Does he know you're a fuckboy?
Does he know he a fuckboy? He know he a motherfucking fuckboy. And I told him, you come on a fuckboy episode, and if you don't show up, I'm a dog your ass and tell the world that you a fuckboy. But I still love AJ. Hi, AJ. Maybe he'll make it to part two. But if he don't, it don't matter, because we already know he a fuckboy. But it's okay. Thank you for listening. Tune in next time on Figuring It Out, the podcast.